Brother Rakesh, Assalamu Alaikum. My name is Abdul Qadir. I am a businessman come social worker. As you said, we Muslims pray 5 times Allah Ta'ala. And then you also explain in Miraj events how 5 times prayer was fixed. But we see some of brothers, they do 3 times a day. Is there any justification doing so?
The brother asked the question that, as I mentioned, that how 5 times is compulsory, and they will mention the Quran. Some people offer 3 times Salah. Is it justified? According to the Quran, you should pray 5 times Salah every day. But there are certain concessions given to you. The verses are recited in which 5 times is compulsory is Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 114. Surah Isra, chapter 17, verse 78. Surah Taha, chapter 20, verse 130. And Surah Rum, chapter 30, verse 17 and 18. If you read these verses clearly say you should pray 5 times. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you concession certain times. As it's mentioned for Nisa chapter 4, verse number 101, that when you travel, you can shorten your salah. As I mentioned, 4 rakats of Zohar, Asr, and Isha can be shortened 2 rakats. And when you're traveling, since it will be inconvenient, you can join the Zohar and the Asr salah. And if you want, you can join the Maghrib and the Isha salah. So when people join, it becomes thrice. So when you're traveling, anyone does, I've got no objection. There are even hadiths showing that in times of difficulty, there's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari which says that it was raining very heavily and people could not, after Maghrib Salah, come again for the Isha Salah, so the Prophet joined. So during any calamity and any difficulty, the Prophet has given permission that you can join. But I do know there are some people who say, oh, I have to go to office, therefore I will join my Asr and go together. Just for small petty things, you want to go shopping. You want to go shopping and then I'll take 5 hours for shopping, so I'll miss my Asr Salah, so I join my Zohar and Asr. This is not allowed. While traveling and in times of actual difficulties, the Prophet has given you permission. Otherwise, in a normal circumstances, you should pray 5 times Salah every day. Hope that answers it. The sister has a question that the Adhan, how did it originate? In which land and how did it take place? Sister, it took place in the land of Arabia, city of Medina, and given in the hadith that we have, that when the mosque was constructed, the Prophet and the Sahaba, they were discussing how to call the people. Some people suggested the drum beat, some people suggested the conch, and various suggestions were given. And the hadith says that a person, he in his vision, he heard the words of the Adhan, which I recited in my talk, by human voice, which came to the knowledge of the Prophet. And the Prophet agreed that whatever he heard, the words are very good. And there is no better way of calling the people to Salah this way and using the human voice. That's when the Prophet commanded that when you call people for Salah, use your human voice instead of the other things which people use like drum, trumpet, etc. And it was in Medina. Hope that answers the question.
We would now be starting the questions on the slips too. The procedure would be such. One question I would put now on the slip, then on the mic, my right hand side, again on the slip, then on the mic, on the left hand side, again on the slip, then on the sister, and such manner in a clockwise rotation. The question is from Brother Abdullah. He asks, there are several methods of performing Salah. Are all of them acceptable? Or is there only one common method of offering Salah?
The brother asked the question that there are several ways of offering Salah and I do know of that. Are all of them acceptable? Are all of them correct? Or there is only one common method? If you go to the market, you will find hundreds of books on describing the method of how to perform Salah. Most of them, they contain few or more unauthentic hadith. Most of them. There is only one common method of offering Salah. As our beloved Prophet said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 1, in the book of Adhan, chapter number 18, hadith number 604, as well as in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 9, hadith 352, the Prophet said, pray as you have seen me praying. When you offer salah, you should offer salah as our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered salah, and no other way. So where it comes to the major part of the salah, like where to keep your hands, how to stand in qiyam, in ruku, in sujood, the various postures, all these, there is only one style, only one method, which is mentioned and given in the Sahih Hadith if you refer to them. There are a few options which a person has. For example, what you recite in ruku. Sahih Hadith says that sometime the Prophet recited Subhan Rabbil Azim, that glory be to Allah Supreme. Sometime he recited Subhan Rabbil Azim wa bihamdika, that glory be to Allah Supreme and praise be to Him. So there are a few du'as, various different du'as which the Prophet recited in ruku, in sujood, where a person has an option. For example, I told in Witr, you have to offer odd rakat. That is the commandment. Sometimes Prophet offered one, sometimes five, sometimes seven, most of the time three rakat. So there are options in certain things. Mainly in recitation, in ruku, in sujood, etc. But the major part, the posture, how you stand, how do you sit, how do you bow, how do you prostrate, everything is only one common method, which is given in the Sahih Hadith. The best book that I can recommend, which is available, and which is very concise, small book, and which contains authentic hadith, is the book, The Guide to Salah, by M.A. Saqib. If people have more time, and they want to read a bigger book, a book which gives more minute details, how do you go for sujood, what part of the body you touch first, how do you get up, all the minute details, you can refer to the book, The Prayer of the Prophet. From the beginning to the end, as if you see it, by Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani, Sheikh Albani. It gives the quotation of Sahih Hadith, etc. You can refer to this book. But as the question is, that of the recitation, the major part of Salah is only one type. And if you want to read these books, you can refer to the library of the Islamic Research Foundation, where these books are available.
My name is Jagvinder Sidhu. I don't have an Islamic background, but even my question is not exactly concerned with Salah. Can I ask that?
We'll allow you questions on the topic or connected to the topic.
But I have been looking for people to ask this question. I have not been able to get
as an exception, because you have been
on
your interest, we would allow you a question.
Oh, that's actually two.
Yes. We'll allow you one question, sir. We made one exception, don't let us make.
Okay. The basic question which I've been asking, I met a couple of my Muslim friends, and also I went to Muhammad Ali Road and asked some imams also. As far as I know, the meanings of Alif Lam Mim or Tasin or Ha Mim, all these have not been expounded by the Prophet. Or have they been told to the nearer disciples? Or is it just not known? Or is it not just not told? Or is it nobody knows? What is it? It's a basic thing, because it starts from there. The Quran basically starts from there. Alif Lam Mim, and then everything starts.
The brother, he asked a question, and he asked to many imams and many Muslims, didn't get the answer, that what is the meaning of Alif Lam Mim, these abbreviated letters. For the complete details, I think the answer is given in one of my cassettes. It's given there in detail, but since you have asked the question, I'll just give in brief, that these abbreviated letters, which come in the beginning of certain surahs, it's there in the beginning of 29 surahs. Even the Arabic alphabet, if you count, Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa, along with Ha, there are 29 Arabic letters. And in the beginning of 29 surahs, you find that these letters come. Sometimes a single Sod, Noon, Qaf, sometimes in two, Ha, Mim, Ta, Sin, sometimes in three letters, Alif, Lam, Mim, sometimes in four, sometimes in five. There are various books written on this subject, volumes and volumes of books. Now what does it mean? Some people say that it is a short form of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some people. Some people said that it is the signature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people say that it is used for rhyming. Some people say that Archangel Gabriel used it to attract the attention of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who used it to attract the attention of the people who read the Quran. Various hundreds you'll find. But the most authentic and the correct is that these abbreviated letters, actually, if you analyze, they come in beginning of various surahs, is a challenge to humanity. There's a verse in the Holy Quran, several times the Holy Quran says, it gives a challenge to humanity, that try and produce a Quran, a work like the Holy Quran.